제28회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 머리 손질을 마친 남자의 모습을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, sir. Please sit here.
A haircut and a shave, please.
How would you like your haircut, sir?
Short on both sides, not so much off at the back.
Very well, sir. Do you want me to trim your beard?
Yes, please.
Have a look, please. Is it all right?
Well, I would like my hair cut shorter on the sides.
Now, is that satisfactory?
Yes, thanks.
Do you want conditioner?
No, thanks, but I'd like a face massage.
Yes, sir.
Where should I pay the money?
You should go to the counter just over there.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정 변화로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Thanks. God, there you are.
Is there anything wrong?
Your mom and I were so worried about you. The radio just said that a hurricane is going to come.
Don't worry, I am fine.
Look at your clothes. What happened?
Well, I couldn't get across the river because the bridge has been washed away by the floods.
Oh, really? Then how did you get here?
I found another way back. That's why I had to walk across very wet ground and got so dirty like this.
It seems that it took a long time to get here. What's the matter with your foot?
My shoe has been pressing against my right foot, so it hurts a bit.
Oh, I'll get you some medicine.
3번 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 고르시오.
There are both publicly funded and private schools in Canada. They are community colleges, technical institutes, career colleges, language schools, secondary schools, summer camps, and universities. In general, Canadian children attend kindergarten for 1 or 2 years at the age of 4 or 5, though there are significant differences between the education systems of the different provinces. They begin grade 1 at about 6 years of age. The school year normally runs from September through the following June. The students get approximately 2 months vacation then. Secondary schools go up to grades 11 or 12, depending on the province. From there, students may attend university and college.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자가 통과할 탑승구 번호와 앉게 될 좌석 형태가 바르게 짝지어진 것을 고르시오.
I have reservations on flight 122 to Seoul.
May I see your tickets, please?
Here you are.
Did you confirm your reservations?
Yes, I did it yesterday.
Okay, here you go.
Is the flight on schedule?
I'm afraid it's running 20 minutes behind. If you have any baggage, could you put it here?
Yes, here it is.
Would you like a window seat or an aisle seat?
An aisle seat, please.
I see. Your seat number is 23C. Your flight is boarding from gate 8 at 4:50.
Is there anything else to do before the flight time?
No, ma'am. Just show your ticket to the boarding officer as you get on the plane. Have a nice trip.
5번 대화를 듣고 여자가 대화를 끝낸 직후 가장 먼저 할 일을 고르시오.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Can you tell me where the subway station is?
May I ask where you are heading for?
I'd like to go to the National Assembly Library. I need to find some resources for my report.
Let me think. Oh, you should take a subway at the Royal Palace.
Is the station around here?
No, you should take the number 21 bus to the subway station.
How can I take the number 21 bus?
Walk along Park Road, turn left at the first intersection, and the bus stop is located in front of the gate of the central swimming pool.
I got it. Thanks.
You are welcome. Remember to take the subway toward downtown.
Thank you very much.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 조언으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Now tell me what else is in those bags.
Okay, shorts, t-shirts, a parka.
A parka in Saudi Arabia? And shorts are culturally inappropriate.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, they don't think it's appropriate to wear shorts.
I'll pack a light jacket and pants instead.
And no jeans because they're heavy and take a long time to dry.
Okay, I'll take them out.
Good. The key is to mix and match with few items.
I'll take a decent pair of walking shoes in a neutral color. How about the sarong I got in Thailand?
Take it. It is an all-in-one beach blanket, sheet, and scarf. The lighter the bags, the more enjoyable the journey is.
You're right. Wow, I can get everything into one bag.
(7번) 다음 가격표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 내일 지불해야 할 금액을 고르시오.
Let's see. They are three pairs of pants, one lady's skirt, and one man's overcoat.
And this dress shirt, too, all cleaned and pressed.
Okay.
When'll they be ready?
Is this Thursday soon enough for you?
Well, yes, but I want the overcoat to be ready as soon as possible.
We have a special rapid service at a 10% extra charge.
Okay, but just for the overcoat. Then when will the overcoat be ready?
Tomorrow afternoon, anytime after 4:30.
How late are you open?
Until 6:30.
Good, that leaves me enough time to pick it up after work.
Here's your slip. Anytime after 4:30.
Thank you.
8번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 전화를 건 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, this is Peter. I'm not available right now. Please leave your name and number, and I will return your call as soon as possible. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hello, Peter. This is Betty. How are you? Where were you this afternoon? You missed an important class. Me? I was there, of course. Anyway, not sick, I hope. You should take care of yourself. The next time you decide to skip class, tell me first. I don't think it is a good idea for both of us to be absent. We need at least one complete set of notes, you know. By the way, if you are not busy, why don't you come over this evening? About 8 o'clock? I don't feel much like studying today either. How about watching a movie together? Can you bring some DVDs? Call me when you get this. Bye!
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Could you hear that, Nick? Did she say Toronto or Tokyo?
I don't know. There's too much noise here.
What time does Mike's plane arrive?
I told you, at 9:30 p.m.
Do you know the flight number?
Yes, flight AC-866.
The plane's probably landed. Are you sure that he was taking that flight?
Sure, but there are a few things to do after getting off a plane.
Like what?
Such as going to baggage claim, going through the entry procedure, and so on.
But it's almost 10:30 now. Can you go and ask at the information desk?
Okay, I will.
I'll go and wait by the exit over there. Hey, wait a minute. What does Mike look like?
Oh, he's taller and thinner than me, and his hair is much darker. Anyway, don't worry.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 기분이 좋지 않은 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Brian. How was your first day at school?
I have a new nickname, Brace Face.
Brace Face? That is not so bad. Kids used to call me worse names than that.
You're just trying to cheer me up.
No, we used to call kids with braces metal mouths.
Yeah, well, they call me that, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. But who cares? They're only names. I know you're tougher than that.
Mom, I'm afraid to smile.
But don't stop smiling. It would be a shame if you stopped smiling for the next 2 years.
I feel like a fool.
Someday you'll be able to look back at this and laugh.
Right, I'll be laughing with tears in my eyes because it's so sad.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 최근에 다이앤에게 일어난 일을 모두 고르시오.
Hey, have you heard about Diane?
No, I haven't met her for a couple of months. How are things with her?
Well, do you know she had a car accident last week in her father's car?
Oh, really? I never heard about it. Is she okay? Was anybody hurt?
No, everybody in the car was fine.
That was lucky. By the way, is she still going out with Ted?
Actually, that was what I was about to tell you. They're getting married.
Really? That's great.
Yeah, everybody's really happy about it. Other than that, I got a new job.
Did you? Congratulations.
Thanks. How about you? I heard you moved in a new apartment.
Yeah, I like it. It's just good enough for me.
Good for you.
12번. 대화를 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Bill. What a nice surprise.
Hey, I'm glad to see you here, too.
You must have been so lucky to get tickets for this play.
Actually, I picked them up this afternoon. Someone had canceled in the last minute.
How lucky you were.
By the way, where are you sitting?
Way up in the balcony. We can see and hear fine, though. Isn't it a wonderful performance?
Is this performance so popular?
Absolutely. We were looking forward to seeing it very much.
Well, the acting's good, but don't you think that the hero is a little too old for his part?
Really?
From where we are, you can see every wrinkle on his face.
That's why I like balcony seats. I don't lose the illusion.
Oh, there's the buzzer. I'll see you after the show.
13번. 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오. 1번.
Where was the Coke?
It was on the top shelf.
2번.
Do you need help?
Yes, I think so. Where is the yogurt?
3번.
I wonder if you could get me the drink on the top shelf.
Of course, I'll get it for you.
4번.
Where do you usually shop?
I shop at a small supermarket near my house.
5번.
It's still expensive. Can you come down a little?
Sorry, but I can't.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing?
I'm making a shopping list. Could you open that cupboard, please?
Okay.
Are there any sweet potatoes and onions in the cupboard?
One sweet potato is left and onions are in the refrigerator, not in the cupboard.
Is there any ice cream in the freezer?
Yes, hey, something smells bad in the refrigerator.
Oh, it's the smell of soybean paste. How much soybean paste is there?
There's a pot full. I don't like to eat that soybean paste because it smells bad.
What are you eating?
I'm eating cherries. These cherries are wonderful. Will you buy more cherries for me?
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Why are there still so many people overweight despite the current fitness craze?
Some people say that low-income groups have a higher percentage of overweight people than higher-income families.
I don't know. I just think that we eat a lot of meat, sugar, and junk food.
You have a point.
Besides, nobody exercises anymore.
No wonder people are so fat. By the way, aren't you getting a little bigger in the waist?
Yeah, I guess so.
You really need to watch what you eat and get some exercise.
Yeah, I started a diet and lost 5 kilograms.
Then what happened?
Well, I quit and gained 8 kilograms.
16번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Okay, here are your tickets. Are you ready for a fun day at Disneyland?
Yeah, let's go, Mom.
Please don't pull my clothes. We've got all day.
I see, but I want to ride all the rides.
You can ride as many as you want. It's only 10 in the morning.
Look at this, Mom. A Goofy backpack.
If you buy anything now, you'll have to take it around all day.
Right, but remember, that's what I want to get.
Okay, but I bet you'll change your mind.
Look outside, there's Mickey Mouse. He's my favorite.
There are a lot of people waiting for taking pictures.
Let's take a picture with him.
Jessie
has just gotten good news. She has been offered a scholarship at a university in Canada. About 500 students took the exam for it, but only a few were chosen, and she became one of them. She tells her father this. However, her father is not happy about it. He is strongly against her going there. He says it is so far away that he won't be able to see her for a whole year, and he is also afraid that she will feel lonely. He wants Jessie to study in the capital city instead. Then she'll be able to continue living with her parents, but she wants to study abroad and experience a new world. She doesn't want to miss this. In this situation, what is Jessie most likely to say to her father?